The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. On that day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat down. And a whole crowd stood along the shore. And he spoke to them at length in parables, saying, "A sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, where it had little soil. It sprang up at once because the soil was not deep. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. And some seed fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. But some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit 100 or 60 or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see, but did not see it, and longed to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. Hear then the parable of the sower. The seed sown on the path is the one who hears the word of the kingdom without understanding it, and the evil one comes and steals away what was sown in his heart. The seed sown on rocky ground is the one who hears the word and receives it at once with joy, but it has no roots and lasts only for a time. When some tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, he immediately falls away. The seed sown among the thorns is the one who hears the word, but worldly anxiety and the lure of riches choke the word, and it bears no fruit. But the seed sown on rich soil is the one who hears the word, understands it, and indeed hears, bears, or 30-fold. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. This time last week, many of us were in Orlando, Florida, at the National Black Catholic Congress. What a wonderful experience it was for so many of us to be part of that wonderful gathering of African-American Catholics throughout the country. But it's no place like home. It's good to be home. And we come today to do what we do every Sunday. God woke you up this morning, and he's worthy to be praised. Is anybody ready to give God some praise this morning besides me in church today? Amen. 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 Let us pray that the word proclaimed might be the word preached in our hearts today, to offer me your prayers, your blessings today. I need it, that I might give what God desires today. Loving God, thank you for gathering us together. The word prepared must be the word you want preached. May your word find good soil, Lord. Empty us of the things of this world that get in the way of the word, that we might receive it today and produce an abundant harvest. That precious name, that name above all names, that name where the devil runs away, that name of Jesus, let the church say, amen, amen, amen. It's a story of a church that was having a large celebration for the anniversary. And they thought, who could be the perfect person to come back and preach the sermon that day of Thanksgiving for their anniversary? And the Jubilee Committee decided unanimously that we're going to invite back their former pastor, who had served there for decades. And so they invited Pastor, and he was so excited to be remembered, invited back to congregation to preach. He prepared a sermon, he had it all ready to go. But the old man had some trouble walking, but he didn't need anybody to help him. No walker, no cane. He said, I got this, I'm okay.
But the old man gets from the side chair, and he comes up, and he gets to mount those steps of the pulpit. And he falls. You can imagine what happened. The ushers came. The nurses came. The response team came. And the old man said, "I'm all right. I'm fine. I just thank God I was leaning on the word." I'm all right. I'm fine. I'm just so glad I'm leaning on the word. I'm not sure about you, but I'm so glad I lean on the word of God. Church, we come this morning to lean on the word of God. We come this morning to give thanks for the word of God. We come because we are word people. We come because we've been saved by the word made flesh. God from God, light from light. Jesus comes into our word as the word made flesh. That's how you were saved. You were saved because God loved the world so much, he allowed his son to take flesh. And all of his life and ministry was about to show you, not just tell you, but to show you God's love, God's mercy, God's care for you. No one is cut out from God's everlasting arms. But the pinnacle of that was when he rose from the dead in that same flesh given to him to save us. That the devil has no claim over us. The gates of hell have been busted open, and the gates of heaven to receive us. We are saved by the word. The word today says, just as the rain comes down, Isaiah chapter 55, and has purpose. It comes down for a reason. It comes down for an intention. We cannot live without the irrigation, the moisture of God. My plants that I try to keep to beautify this part of God's creation need water. Whether it's the rain or the water I pour on it, that word is just like that water. It bears fruit, giving seed to those who sow, bread to the one who eats. The word comes forth from my mouth shall not return to me void. The word is good, church. Anybody leaning on the word this morning? Anybody touched by the word this morning? Anybody who stays in the word this morning? If we claim it to be a word church, long before you come to Mass to have somebody read for you, you should already be in those scriptures. Should already been opening them up and finding out what's the word today. What's being proclaimed and preached throughout the entire world if you call yourself a Catholic? That's what it means, universal. This word, not chosen by me, but by church, to bind us together in love. Think to yourself on every Catholic church throughout the land. On this 15th Sunday of Ordinary Time, the same word is being proclaimed. I'm not sure about you. I like that. It means I'm part of something bigger than myself. But church, it's not enough just to lean on the word. That's the first level. Oh, yes, we lean on the word. Yes, we read the word. We're called to act on the word. We all get quiet now, don't we? But if our Christian faith is alive, if it is, then we're called to act, to respond, to live God's word beyond this, the walls of this building. Sophia Bowman, happy memory, a holy woman of God, she says, if my Christianity stays here, it does you no good. Does those folks no good? I gotta go out and not just come to church, but be church. Go out and be church. Go out and tell somebody and act like church. The problem is that sometimes we just wanna talk about it. Gotta be about it. If that's the truth, you go to Matthew today, Matthew 11. That's your homework. Reread Matthew 11 in its entirety. Read that whole text about Jesus being this great teacher. So many people came out, he had to get into a boat to teach. Imagine the masses on the shore, drawn to the word of God. There was something about that Jesus that drew people to come out. They didn't ask how hot it was, how humid it was. They were drawn to his word. So he taught them. He taught them. A sower goes out to sow. There's nothing wrong with the seed. But notice that the response differs greatly. Some of the seed is sown on all kinds of ground. The kind of ground that has no roots. The kind of ground that responds joyfully, he says. Here's a word without understanding, but the evil one comes and steals away what's in his heart. No roots. You notice how in the church there's always a time of preparation for any major spiritual event. You got to go to seminary, be trained and formed, not just to learn about the things to do to be a nice priest or deacon, but how to live, especially when it gets tough. If you don't have any roots, it looks good on paper. You're all dressed up, but it will not endure because you don't have roots. I'm so glad the old folks talk about the roots of life. We sang today, and some folks don't want to sing it, but Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the noontime, Jesus when the sun goes down, if you've got the roots of Jesus in your heart, you love him, you serve him through good times and bad, then that word does not just fall on the surface. A lot of us are surface Christians. Looks good at the beginning, but can you stand the rain? Married folks. Oh, it looks good on opening day. I love her, Father. I love her. I love him, Father. But when the going gets tough, and there's more poverty than riches, more sickness than good times, can you stand the rain? What do you do then if that word, that marriage is not built upon the rock of Jesus? You'll find yourself running to divorce court because it has no roots. But who ever told you it was going to be easy? You see, the road is rough sometimes. And the going is tough. And the hills. But I started out a long time ago. And there's no doubt in my mind, I decided to make Jesus my choice. And we choose Jesus in ordination, profession, marriage, and especially the common sacrament of baptism. Whoever told you by being baptized it was going to be easy? In fact, you might find yourself among the thorns. You got to watch out for the thorns. Y'all can laugh, it's all right. Some of the words sowed among the thorns, the Lord says. And what happens is that the anxieties of life
and the lure of riches come along and choke the word out. The anxieties of life and the lure of riches choke the word, for it has no fruit. It's hard out there trying to be a Christian. If you live this Christian thing right, if that word truly has some roots in you, you're going to find yourself in conflict with the world. Does anybody know what I'm, am I keeping it real this morning? Anybody know what I'm talking about? When we live in a world that speaks about vengeance, being on top, being in control, lying, stealing, whatever you got to do, when you preach a word of honesty and humility, that's very contrary to what the world values. When you speak a word of purity and chastity, very different from the pornographic world we live in today, when our young people especially, are challenged so greatly by horrible things they can download at the press of a button. And we wonder why. We see all this sickness that comes into our world today when children are not allowed to simply be pure children, but are caught up in the things of this world. And yes, the lure of riches. Nothing against making money and trying to handle your business. Nothing against trying to move up in your job. But when you allow riches to possess you and think your privilege, I'm rich. It can't happen to my kid. I'm rich. My kid can't be on drugs. I'm rich. My kid can't have a mental illness. I'm rich. You've allowed the toxic poison of the world to seep into your heart, and you wonder why the word's not bearing fruit, because the lure of riches. Be careful. You think your money can buy your salvation. Be careful, because you think you have so much, it excludes you. That's why people are saying in Bucks County, it can't happen around here. We don't have that kind of neighborhood around here. We live differently than the rest of y'all. I'm shocked. They sell marijuana on 22nd Street. They sell marijuana in Buckingham. They sell marijuana in Downingtown. They sell marijuana. They do. They do. And it doesn't make it right. Get your mind right. But we've allowed ourselves to drink the sick poison because I got money. My kid can't be doing something crazy because I send my child to a prep school. There can't be drugs. That might be down in a public school, but not in my school where I'm putting thousands and thousands of dollars out. Guess what, church? They sell it there. They sell it there. It's worse. Somebody knows what I'm talking about today. The lure of riches that can twist your mind. But the seed that falls on rich soil is the one who hears it, understands it, and bears fruit. How do you know your word is falling on good soil? You may say, well, Father, what kind of soil am I? Is it bearing fruit? If it's of God, if it's good, it bears fruit. It adds, it multiplies, If you truly know about God's mercy, anybody know about mercy this morning besides me? Anybody? To know that if it were not for the Lord, how dare you stand in judgment over somebody else's stuff when you know if the surveillance camera was working, the very same thing. But if I understand mercy, I have to spread mercy. I can't keep it. It has to multiply by the way I conduct myself in my life. If I understand the word of God is falling upon me, I understand love, I gotta spread love. Even to someone who gets on my last nerve. Because I'm quite sure sometimes I get on God's last nerve. If I want that word to fall upon me for peace, I gotta make some peace. And that peace begins in your own heart. Your own heart. It's not some, it's a gift that God has given to you. You go out and make peace. I had somebody who was tailgating me, and I'm a pretty rough driver. I'm not like Sister Lynn Marie. You ever seen people like drive like that? Let me see, Sister, if you see Sister Lynn Marie,
Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy.
I'm not quite that bad. But somebody was just tailgating me, like right on my bumper. So finally I said, you know what? Go right ahead.
Amen.
Go right ahead. Somebody said, you're being a chump. But no, I know how patient people are with me. Some of you have been so patient with my own shortcomings. Who am I not to allow? Okay, to go right. You must have something really to do important. Just go ahead. It ain't worth it. That's what I mean by bearing fruit. Young people in church, we thank God for your presence here. We thank God for our youth. Celebrate and thank God for high school young people serving the altar today. We thank God for them. But bearing fruit, having that word in your heart, begins by how you behave yourself, not just all dressed up, looking good up in the altar. It's at home. It's how you respond to those messages. It's how when someone says to you, what did you do this morning? I went to church because I know I need to have my Jesus in my heart as a young person. I need my Jesus. Contrary to what the world will say, especially our youth today, up against stuff that you and I, old heads, old G's, whatever you want to call us, never had to experience. We got to support them and encourage them and listen and listen and listen and listen to them. Where were the parents? I'm not here to blame parents. But where are the parents? When our children get caught up in stuff, are we listening to them? And not just hearing them, not just spying on them, but sometimes you truly listen to someone, you hear about what's really in their hearts, what they're going through. And maybe all of us, me included, need to spend more time listening and get beyond the idea of what can't be my kid. But truly understand that word is falling in my heart. It bears fruit on how I live. The word of God is challenging today, church. What kind of soil are you? That word is good. The word's effective. We can lean on the word all we want, but is it bearing fruit? Imagine if every one of us in church today would talk about Jesus to one person. It might be getting your hair done. It might be in the supermarket. It might be as you simply pray in a restaurant and give witness. It might just be the way we conduct ourselves. I was coming back from the Congress and I was tired. I didn't want to talk to anybody. You know, folks want to say to you, "So, where are you going?" None of your... "I'm coming from a conference." "Oh, what kind of conference?" "Oh, you know, a conference. But I mean, like, did you do anything?" "Well, it was all right." I missed my moment to testify, to share, to bear fruit. That's what God's telling us today. We have Jesus in the morning, in the noontime, and when the sun goes down. If we're leaning on that word, when it gets tough especially, that we have to go out no matter what kind of soil we might find ourselves in and produce some good fruit. And maybe it's some pruning in our garden we have to do. That we can be the kind of soil that God wants from us today. We sang it. Let's sing it again. Jesus in the morning. Jesus in the noontime. And Jesus when the sun goes down. If you put him first, if you allow him to cover you, if you allow the Lord to truly seep deep in your heart, no matter what time of day it is, no matter where you're driving, you allow Jesus to come to you and bear fruit. Amen. 131, let's sing, church.
131.
Come on, y'all.
Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the noontime, Jesus when the sun goes down. Oh, praise him in the morning, praise him in the noontime, praise him when the sun goes down. Oh, love him when the sun goes down.
Give God some praise this morning. Thank him for the word. Amen.